Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back at 34 After. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. 800-531-3815. Toll free coast to coast. I'm excited about Grace Marie Turner being on the show with us, folks. She is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the president and the founder of the Galen Institute, which is a free market public policy research organization focusing on the challenges of healthcare for all of us. She's one of the world's experts on healthcare public policy. She's the editor of the outstanding book on this topic, Empowering Healthcare Consumers Through Tax Reform, and she's our good friend. Grace Marie, welcome back.
Pleasure to be with you and your audience, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. And Grace Marie, give us a little bit of a rundown on what's going on these days in healthcare public policy. My audience is, you know, we're spending way too much money, it seems to us, on healthcare, and with no end in sight to the increases. It's the many companies are having difficulty maintaining this benefit for their employees, and we'd like to know a little bit about what's happening in the public policy area that hopefully can help us out in the future.
Well, a couple of things. The public policy arena has itself tied into a pretzel over this Medicare prescription drug bill.
Mm-hmm.
This summer was wall-to-wall healthcare in Washington, and Congress focused on it through both the discussion, the debate over how to reform the Medicare program and also add a prescription drug benefit to Medicare. And then it also got very, very focused on whether or not America should be allowed to import price-controlled prescription drugs from other countries, including Canada, but all of Europe and South Africa and Australia and New Zealand. So that has really dominated the summer. It's been very interesting since Congress got back from its August recess. The heat of that issue has died down considerably. It's like turning your burner down from high flame down to simmer. And I think what happened is that members went back home and they heard several things. They heard that their constituents don't like this prescription drug benefit that Congress has cooked up. That's very, very artificial. No self-respecting insurance agent or broker would ever have come up with something as concocted as this. It was done to fit through a bunch of hoops of the scoring, the agency that sort of figures out how much things cost in Congress, the Congressional Budget Office, and also to try to find a bipartisan political compromise. And it's just really dreadful. You know, it pays for some part of the drugs up to a certain amount of money, then people are exposed completely to all the drug expenses at relatively high ends, and then at the very high end, drug insurance kicks in. That's crazy. Nobody'd buy an insurance policy like that. And a lot of seniors who have good retiree prescription drug coverage now are worried that if Congress passes this, their companies may say, see you later. You know, you now have a government drug benefit.
They very well may, because many of those companies, especially with defined benefit programs right now, they're looking for a way out, aren't they?
They are, and prescription drugs are one of the faster rising parts of their health insurance program. They often do more good than the surgeries, but nonetheless, they are expensive. So, so I think Congress came back and said, you know, maybe this isn't working out so well. Maybe we're not going to be able to go back to the voters in 2004.
Wait, Grace, you're frightening me. Are you saying that politicians went home and listened to their constituents and came back and behaved that way? Grace Marie, you're making me feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone or something here.
Well, only because it could determine whether or not they get sent back to Congress if they make their voters mad enough.
Wow.
They'll vote against them.
This is giving me a chill.
They listen to their constituents.
And what kind of a novel idea is that?
I know. But it's been just dramatic to me to see how quickly the enthusiasm for this Medicare prescription drug bill has died down. Now, I think that we do definitely and dramatically need change to the Medicare program. so that it can become a competitive program. We can inject some private sector energy into this. We can give seniors more choices instead of this government-run program that has 110,000 pages of regulation and only covers half of their health care expenses.
Well, has the president cooled off on this, too? Because he was one of the driving forces, wasn't he?
I know. The president is. Well, yeah, he's making the political calculations, too.
He's cooled off, too.
Well, they have to have bipartisan support for this bill. They cannot pass it with just Republican support, because otherwise the Democrats are all going to go out and say, look at this cockamamie drug benefit that they cooked up for you. None of us voted for it.
So what's happening is the Democrats don't want the Republicans to get credit for something like this, and the Republicans realize that it's a mess, and so they don't want to do it.
They might get blamed.
Well, I love politics, don't you, folks? Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend, Grace Marie Turner. It's 22. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, Jordan Goodman is going to be with us in the next hour, top of the next hour. We're going to be talking about how to read between the lies, how to detect fraud, and avoid becoming a victim of the next Wall Street scandal. And that's coming up in the next hour. And then after that, Jay Fiore is with eBay. And we're going to talk about a contest I want him to tell you about, because you got a chance to win some money from eBay, so to take some of eBay's money. And I want him to tell you about that. We're also going to talk about online marketplaces and how they're changing the way we do business. Grace Marie Turner is our guest. We're talking about health care with her. She is one of the world's experts, ladies and gentlemen, on health care, public policy. And Grace Marie, where do you think this health care, this Medicare, I should say, the Medicare debate is going to go? Is it going to just kind of go off into nothing, or is there going to be anything left?
I just can't believe that a Republican Congress and a Republican White House that so want a Medicare bill aren't going to get something through. But it could be scaled back. It could be a drug benefit that's primarily targeted to lower-income seniors who don't have prescription drug coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Beginning to put some changes to the Medicare program in place that will inject more competition, but not trying to do all of it at once. So it may very well be that we scale the expectations back somewhat, and then politicians can tell the American people that we are just making a down payment on changes, but we can't do it all at once. I think that's very realistic.
Is there anything that could be done to minimize the cost of the R&D? I mean, is that why the drugs are so high in the beginning? Is because they're having to pay for the R&D?
There are a number of reasons. One is that it does cost $800 million on average, according to Tufts University researchers,
right,
to bring one new drug to market. $800 million over about 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the drug companies have to recoup that if they're going to be able to have the next $800 million to put into the next generation of
drugs.
How
much of that is the extra hoops the FDA puts them
through? A great deal, a great percentage of it. One major clinical trial in the last stages of approval may cost $100 million to get every bit of data that you can, and having hundreds of people participating in the testing of these drugs and finding out what happens. It's hugely expensive. And one of the things that Food and Drug Administration Commission head Mark McClellan is trying to do is to really begin the process of speeding up that drug approval process so the drugs are still safe, but they haven't gotten so bogged down in bureaucracy that it takes them 12 years. Maybe you can get it down to 10 or 8, which is going to reduce the price of the R&D.
Are other models around the country, around the world, a bit more efficient than the FDA, and if they're less restrictive than the FDA, are people dying because, you know, more in France or in Canada because their drugs are brought to the market sooner?
Well, you know, the secret is that the United States is pretty much the last bastion for dramatic research into new drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Most of those other countries have killed off their research-based pharmaceutical industries because they have put so stringent of price controls on their drugs. Almost all the new drugs now are being developed in the United States. They may be multinational
companies. That's scary.
What's happening
here?
If we do this, forget it. For the next, for the cures for Parkinson's, mm-hmm. for the cures for Alzheimer's, for the cures for diabetes, we may get the drugs we've got now cheaper. But what about those drugs that we need for the cures we don't have
Are
yet?
You saying that we could be in a global crisis for developing the new drugs of the 21st century?
Absolutely. And what's happening now is the reason that we have all these good scientific jobs and that we are the center for this research is because other countries have put such stringent price controls on their drugs. They're not paying for the R&D costs. So there's no money to pour back into R&D if you have price controls.
And
so that's the big issue here.
And we've got all these third world countries that have people who are sick who need these drugs.
Yes.
That we many of us would like to give to those people to make them healthy again so they can be productive, so they can go back to doing some work and bringing themselves out of these third world conditions. But they're really what you're saying is we're actually moving away from being able to give those people those drugs because we can't even afford. We can't even afford the ones we have.
It's absolutely criminal what's been happening to research into infectious diseases. Mm. When you look at the crisis of AIDS in Africa and the huge demand for AIDS drugs in Africa, what's happened is that companies are shying away from developing those drugs because they essentially feel that once they get them, they're going to be confiscated by other countries.
Mm-hmm.
And other countries do have the right to confiscate patent rights, and they're doing it.
That sounds like a good job for the UN.
Absolutely, to try to but they're not helping. They're not helping the companies to protect their intellectual property rights, and therefore the companies pull back. You can't blame them. You know I think it was Merck that developed a dramatic new drug for malaria, and essentially there's no market for that in the United States, really, because malaria is certainly not a serious problem here, but it is in Africa, but the Africans can't afford to pay for it, so essentially they have to give it away. Well, how many times can they spend some number of hundreds of millions of dollars developing a new drug to give it away? They can't do that very often.
Grace Marie, I want to change the subject. We're going to a break in a second, but when we come back, I want to talk about what's going on with small business and especially with regard to medical savings accounts.
Yes,
and
very important.
I'm sorry?
Very important.
Yes, and the issue of small companies coming together in organizations and buying health care as a group, and there are some people who are against that, and we'll talk about who those people are and what we can do to fix that right after these messages with Grace Marie Turner. And get your pencils and papers out because we're gonna suggest that you call some people to help yourself with this. Tintail, stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm just beginning to see.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. It comes every week by email. This week's feature article is called Professional Vitamin C. Grace Marie Turner has a website, too. It's the Galen Institute. It's galen.org, right, Grace
That's
Marie?
That's right.
G-A-L-E-N. And if you'd like to find out more about what Grace Marie and her organization does, how they're fighting for you, folks, there's nobody in the world doing more for small business owners, believe it or not, than Grace Marie trying to help you with the public policy issues that will help you and me have better health care coverage for the least amount of money. And one of the ways that we can do that, Grace Marie, there are a couple of things going on that will help us. One of them is to get medical savings accounts permanent and completely expanded so that there's no lid on them, specified numbers of MSAs that can be sold, and the ability for small organizations to band together and buy health care as a group.
That's exactly right. Those are all very important initiatives, and we're working very hard to try to get Congress to see that small business is just dying for changes so that they can afford more affordable health insurance and keep their employees covered, many of whom, as we all know, are often family members.
All right, here's something that's going on. Ted Kennedy calls small business owners bottom feeders because a lot of them aren't able to provide health care for their employees.
Isn't he awful?
But then something comes along like MSAs that allows all of us to do a better job of providing health care coverage for our employees, or these other methods of buying health care as a group, and he's the guy who's against it.
Yes, he really doesn't want to see anything that doesn't further expand government control over health care. He just believes that government can do it better. I believe small business can do it better.
Absolutely.
There are some very exciting things happening in consumer-driven health care. Yes, we need to make medical savings accounts permanent, and Ways and Means Chairman Bill Thomas is determined to do that before they expire at the end of this year, and to improve them, to lift all the restrictions, mm-hmm. make them better products.
They did get extended, right?
They have not yet. They're
going to
expire in December if they don't pass legislation to allow them, and it's right now piggybacked on the Medicare bill.
Will they make them permanent?
They'll make them permanent. They'll lift the lids. They'll give people a lot more flexibility and let a lot more people buy into medical savings accounts. But
right now, what is it, 750,000?
750,000, but they haven't sold anything like that number.
Right, and the reason is because few companies want to develop a product that may go away.
But there's an exciting thing happening right now that is like medical savings accounts, and we don't need legislation for it. They're called health reimbursement arrangements, and a number of companies are selling them. The biggest company that's selling them for small business is Fortis, Fortis Health. Mm-hmm. And these are selling like hotcakes.
What are they?
They allow employers to essentially fund health and care in a different way, to put money into an account, like a medical savings account, and buy high-end coverage.
The major medical type coverage.
Yes, and allow people to have more control and choice over that routine.
So is this like a hybrid of the MSA?
It's like an MSA. It's more like an MSA than an MSA, because the employer can decide what cap do you want to have for the insurance coverage to put in, how much do you want to put into the account. They're called health reimbursement arrangements, HRAs.
Mm-hmm.
And they're available right now, and employers are finding that they can save money now, maybe as much as 25%.
And Ted Kennedy can't stick his nose into this.
No, this was an IRS ruling saying that existing law lets you do this, and they just gave an interpretation saying that this is now possible. It's very exciting, and it's something that allows people to right now buy these new products that help them save money and get employees in the game of helping to save this money, and the money can be rolled over. If employers are to have the discretion of letting it be rolled over,
mm-hmm.
many of them are, because they realize that helps employees to see the savings.
Now, does anybody need to contact
call an insurance agent and say, tell me about HRAs.
We don't have to get this
right
approved
now
by Congress or anybody, do
no.
we?
No, done.
All right.
We don't need the politicians for this.
Good news.
Very exciting.
By the way, I have a friend who is good friends with Ted Kennedy.
Yes?
He's going to try to get him on my show.
Aha, would that be great?
I can't wait to debate Ted Kennedy on health care and minimum wage. Grace Marie Turner, thank you for being here. Good job
Pleasure.
Today.
Pleasure. Thanks so much.
As always, with the Galen Institute, ladies and gentlemen, that's Galen, GALEN.org. Check that out. A lot of good information there. Grace Marie, you're the best. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Jim.
We'll see you next time. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.